heard God's voice and ignored it, and not that still small voice of God's way down in the depths of their hearts either. They heard his loud, audible, filling up the sky voice just after Jesus came riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, and they ignored it. They explained it away. They looked for the rain that must come, since it was thundering, or even went so far as to call it an angel. Anything but the voice of God. Some things are too astounding, too wondrous for our hearts to accept. The resurrection is one of those things. The resurrection is anything but dull. The story of God becoming man, being defeated by man, and rising again to defeat death is the most heroic tale of all. Dorothy Sayers says that man should play the tyrant over God and find him a better man than himself is an astonishing drama indeed. But it is hard to accept that we cannot save ourselves. It is humiliating to acknowledge that there is absolutely no way we can cleanse our own hearts. It is a bitter and unendurable truth that we are hopelessly imprisoned in our shadows and darkness. The resurrection throws its light over our darkness in such a daring, audacious way that our helplessness is impossible to ignore. So we choose to explain away the resurrection, or else we attempt to dull its edges so that we cannot be cut. We choose to explain it away as Jesus' teachings becoming immortal in the manner of Shakespeare, or as the spirit of Jesus living on in us in the manner of Socrates, or as simply a manner of speaking in the symbolism of the human spirit conquering all. Yet the resurrection refuses to be explained away. You can call it nonsense, or you can call it lies, but you cannot call it poetry. You can deny the resurrection and live mired in the fear of inexorable death, or you can believe the resurrection and allow it to bring you hopeful life in the now. But you cannot claim to believe in the resurrection and continue on in your darkness and dread. Karl Barth says, "The remarkable thing about it is that the real truth of the resurrection seems to be too strong for us, because it will not suffer itself to be hidden or concealed in these harmless clothes. Resurrection always bursts forth, rising up and shouting, 'Do you truly believe that the only reason Jesus came, suffered, and died was to bring you empty comfort in the middle of the reality of life?' No, unequivocally no. The truth of the resurrection gives us certainty of our outcome. The truth of the resurrection gives us perfect assurance that death is indeed defeated, and that we are indeed able to be presented before God pure and holy. The truth of the resurrection blazes forth and tells us that everything has changed. Truth is extraordinary, never dull."